If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Celine Dion is looking healthy and happy with her family by her side. The legendary singer took to Instagram on Friday to share an update on her ongoing battle with stiff person syndrome, a rare neurological disorder that causes muscle stiffness and painful spasms, RadarOnline.com can report. Dion, 55, opened up about her condition alongside a sweet photo of her and her three sons, Renee Charles, 23, and twins Nelson and Eddie, 13, smiling atop a podium for indoor go-kart racing company K1 Speed. She shares all three sons with her late husband and manager, Renee Angelil, who died in 2016. Today the world recognizes International SPS Awareness Day. As many of you know, in the fall of 2022, I was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome, SPS, Dion wrote in the caption. Trying to overcome this autoimmune disorder has been one of the hardest experiences of my life, but I remain determined to one day get back onto the stage and to live as normal of a life as possible, she added. I am deeply grateful for the love and support from my kids, family, team and all of you. I want to send my encouragement and support to all those around the world that have been affected by SPS. I want you to know you can do it. We can do it. Stiff person syndrome has affected Dion's ability to sing and walk, and she has rarely appeared in public since announcing her diagnosis in 2022 and being forced to postpone and then cancel a world tour as her condition worsened. The star was greeted with a standing ovation when she presented the Album of the Year trophy to Taylor Swift at the Grammys last month, and she was spotted giving an impromptu performance with Grammy-nominated songwriter Sanye backstage at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. In January, Dion also announced I Am Celine Dion, a documentary for Prime Video helmed by Oscar-nominated director Irene Taylor that will follow her battle with stiff person syndrome. This last couple of years has been such a challenge for me, the journey from discovering my condition to learning how to live with and manage it, but not to let it define me, she said at the time. As the road to resuming my performing career continues, I have realized how much I have missed it, of being able to see my fans. During this absence, I decided I wanted to document this part of my life, to try to raise awareness of this little-known condition, to help others who share this diagnosis.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.